Church, happy Easter, or good Easter, merry Easter. It's going to snow tonight. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us all, each one, to participate in the work of the church. Then that work is to worship and give praise and honor to Jesus Christ, to take that out into the world, to share it with the people around us. It's always an interesting day to gather on Easter. For one, I am highly allergic to flowers. I used to serve in a church called Eldersville, which is about half the size of this room, and they would stuff it with just as many flowers as you see up here. And let me tell you, by the end of that service, I had no voice. And they were kind of happy about that. They said, good, we'll get out of here faster. But it's good to be with you. I am so thankful that God has called us to be part of the church here today as we celebrate Easter together. I'm going to invite you to stand with me and come with me into the Gospel of Mark. And by our standing, we are simply showing reverence for the Word, who is Jesus Christ. And that Word is inspired by the Holy Spirit, which means that Word speaks to us just as powerfully now as it did so long ago when it was written. So if you can't stand with your physical body, stand in your spirit and allow your soul to give honor to pray and praise to God as we hear these words from the Gospel of Mark. Familiar words, I hope, for each one of us. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after the sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," said the man, "for you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Jesus is the Word of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated, friends. Let's pray together. Lord, open our hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit that says this word has been read. You will inspire it again today as you did so long ago. And you will use the time that is given to me for your will and your will only. Allow me to decrease and disappear, that your will and your word only is what is spoken in this time. It is yours, Jesus. Use it as you see fit. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love Easter. It is my absolute favorite holiday. Better than Christmas, better than Thanksgiving, better than Ascension Day, better than Halloween. It is the highlight of my year because it is the day in which we celebrate this impossible to understand event. Tell me anybody in your life that you went to their funeral and the next day you went to their house and there they were, alive as they ever were. Show me one of you, anybody, feel free to raise your hands. You went to a funeral of somebody who was dead and the next day they were alive. Not a single one of us. Death seems to have the final say in our existence, doesn't it? Everything, everybody dies. Your mother, your father, your pet dog. Even the trees, even the plants, eventually everything dies. It's part of our existence as human beings, as creatures, that eventually life runs out. And that's hard for us to understand. Why in the world does that happen? But it's pretty concrete. Somebody dies, they're dead. You know, you don't go to their house the next week, and there they are. And yet, here in this story, we find the impossible has taken place. The impossible situation that this man Jesus, who they saw publicly executed on the cross, as lethal as any modern weapon of destruction that we have available to us today, that thing will kill you if used the right way. And it was certainly used the right way to bring about the death of Jesus Christ. And just to make sure that they knew that he was not just merely dead, but truly and completely dead, they took a spear and they stabbed him up through the chest into the heart. And when he was stabbed in the heart, out of his body flowed water and blood. That was a true and sure sign that Jesus didn't go, "Ouch, that hurt." He was dead when they stabbed him. He was completely dead. There's not a doubt in any of the executioner's minds that that man Jesus was dead on that cross. There's not a doubt in any of the disciples' minds that this man Jesus, who they loved, who they worshiped, who they walked this world with, was not kind of dead, not sort of dead. He was dead as dead could be. In fact, they took his body and they wrapped it up as best they could, and they took it and laid it in a grave. He had a grave that they had to borrow to put him in. Brand new grave, never been used before. Boy, I hope they say that about me. Brand new grave, never been used. Put him in that grave. And then, to make sure he was going to stay in there, because there were rumors that he might raise up from the dead, they took a great big stone, bigger than any of us could move, and rolled it in front of that tomb, and closed it off. There was no way this man Jesus, who had been publicly killed so that all could see, who was truly and completely dead, even his most trusted and loyal disciples will attest to the fact that this man Jesus was dead. Not kind of dead, not sort of dead. He was dead as dead could be. But what happened? What's today? Yeah, what other day is it, Joanne? April Fool's Day. What happened on that day when they closed that tomb? Well, surprise, death did not have the final say in Jesus' existence, in Jesus' life. And on the third day, he got right up off that tomb, right up off that slab, left his burial clothes behind, and was not resuscitated. Nobody came in there and performed CPR on him. They didn't get our little machine that'll zap you, the defibrillator. They didn't rub the little paddles together and bring life back to him. He was dead. There was nothing bringing him back, except for the power of God. Except for the power of God that breathed life into that dead body, just as at the very beginning of time, he breathed life into a lump of clay and said, "You are a person, and you are someone who I love very much, and I'm going to give you this world to care for. I'm going to give you this existence to use however you want, and to bring glory to my name and the work that you do." That same God said to Jesus, "It's time. Get up out that tomb." And out he went. And that stone, that impossible to move stone that was so heavy that you know, some of us big strapping men couldn't pick it up and move it with several of us. "Get out of the way. Get out the way. There's nothing keeping me in this tomb. There's nothing keeping me in this place. Death does not have the final word in my life." Walked right out of there. That was it. That was it. And it's impossible to fathom. Maybe we get it up here in our minds. Jesus, oh yeah, he's the guy who rose from the dead. Jesus, I know about him. He's that guy who lived a long time ago who rose from the dead. And we celebrate that on Easter Sunday. I remember when I was a kid wearing the suit that was passed down to me from my brother. It was way too big. And then year after year, I wore that same suit on that same Easter Sunday until finally it wasn't big enough for me anymore. I had to get my own suit. One time of the year when I would wear my suit would be on Easter Sunday. Why would we gather and celebrate that? Why would we dress up? Why would we find our you know, bring people to church and invite them to come and hear this crazy thing. Because this is crazy. Nobody gets up from the dead. That's crazy. We're talking crazy here. Except that we believe that Jesus Christ had that power. If you hear that Pastor Jim passed away, and then 3 days later you go to his house and there's Pastor Jim having supper, you know, I wasn't really dead. There's just rumors. My friends, I want you to really dig into the impossibility of what I'm saying. That Jesus Christ, though he was dead, lives right now, lives with us, walks in the streets of paradise, you know, waiting for the day when he's going to call the rest of us to come home with him. That's impossible, except for our God, for whom nothing is impossible. I don't want you to just know it up here, though. I don't just want you to believe. The last few months, we've had a series here on the Apostles' Creed, which says, I believe in things. Like, I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in his power to do these things. And I believe that he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. That's great that you know that. If you know that, that's great. Good news. Join the club, because even Satan knows that. Even the devil knows that Jesus rose from the dead. Even the devil believes that Jesus was dead on that cross. Even the devil believes that Jesus could do miracles. You know, that's not such a big deal. So friends, I don't want you to just have it up here. I want you to know it. I want you to get it from up here down into here. Down into your soul, down into your belly. I want you to know Jesus Christ. I want you to know him in a way that is more intimate and personal than any other relationship in your life. Yeah. Belief is great. I believe in Britney Spears. I know her songs. I could sing them to you. I won't torture you like that. I know her. I mean, I believe in her, but I don't know her. If I met her on the street, she would have no idea who I was. I don't want that kind of relationship for you and Jesus Christ. I want you to know Jesus Christ so that when he sees you face to face, he says, I know everything about you. And I love you so much that I was willing to die for you. And I loved you so much that I wasn't willing to let your death be the end of you. And I brought you to live with me for all eternity. I wouldn't have you any other place besides right here with me. That's how I want you to know Jesus Christ. Get it out of here and down into here, down into your soul, where you even the world can't take it away from you, where nothing the world could say could convince you otherwise that Jesus Christ is risen, that Jesus Christ lives in you and reigns in your heart and is coming to take you home so that your death will be a testimony to the power of Jesus Christ. That yes, we're going to bury your body, and we're going to celebrate your life, and that won't be the end of your story. That'll be the turning of a page. Because though your body might be here, you're going to be with Jesus Christ. That's not the end of your story. That's just the beginning. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for you to understand. Understand this. That no matter what happens to you, no matter what this world throws at you, no matter how your body deteriorates, no matter how your mind stops working the way that you want it to, no matter what this world can throw at you, and it can throw a lot, it won't be able to shake your faith in Jesus Christ, in the power of his resurrection, because it's not something up here. It's something that's down in here, something that they can never take away. I want you to know Jesus Christ. I want you to know the Father. And I want you to know the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that you're part of the church. Know that you are part of the church that loves you and cares for you. And we may not always show it in the way that we'd like to, but we do. We love you so much. And when times get hard, it's hard for the church too. It's hard for us to tell each other that we love each other. It's hard for us to tell each other that we're thinking about you, we're caring for you. Those are hard words to say. And sometimes even our actions don't show that either, because we fail as a church. We really do. But through it all, Don't let it be something up here. Get it down into your soul. Jesus is risen. He loves me. He's coming to take me home someday. And this world, no matter what it throws at me, can never shake that faith I have in Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.